Alrighty.
Hello, everybody.
How are we?
I'm John Sherbert.
I'm Justin Ketchai.
And this is Sundays
at the Station.
And today we have quite the episode for you. We're going to be talking about something that, well, most people have had experience with. Not everybody, but most of us have spent some... Ever spent a day in the car? Even half a day in the car? A long period of time traveling, be it car, train, plane, automobile, whatever. You ever taken a road trip?
You wake up early, and you get that early morning air, just floating around.
Crisp.
You just woke up.
Some birds up, too.
And you're just ready to get back to bed in the car again. I love that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about, folks, road trips. Most of us have experienced them, especially in the great country of the U.S. of A., where everything seems to be farther apart and yet so close together. And so today we're going to be talking about... some of our experiences with road trips, some of our experiences driving to different places. We've both had experiences that are probably similar and yet different because we're going to different places doing different things. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the focus of today's episode, driving, road trips, from childhood to now. I will ask Justin, what is the first road trip you remember?
That's exactly the first question I had for you.
Shit. Well, how about you? How about you ask it then?
I have an alternate question because I prepared for that. The earliest road trip I remember being on might very well be Rockport, which, John knows about me. Rockport is a little town in Massachusetts that it's my favorite place to travel, and I just blew up that spot. So, but it's
going to get really popular now.
Yeah, now.
All 10 viewers, they're going to come.
I shouldn't have said anything. but yeah, it's just a quaint little town.
Hamlet. I think. Is it a hamlet?
I think it's a town.
It's not a hamlet?
I would not be surprised.
I put my Robin's eggs in a hamlet.
I swear.
I'll check it up. You keep going with you.
I swear from what I've looked at, it says town of Rockport.
And but, so, the road to Rockport. Similarly paved as your road here to school.
Hmm?
It's about halfway. About half of the trip is the same.
The way to get from Rochester, where my parents live, Ooh. To New Paltz. And the way to get from Rochester to, you know, Rockport is, you take I-90.
Driving I-90, and then you go off towards the Boston Turnpike. Yes. And the rest is
Mass Turnpike, which is still I-90, which I just realized the other day. But yeah, it's just a quaint little town north of Cape Cod. It's in Cape Ann, which the more popular town next to Rockport is Gloucester, which... Mm-hmm. There's the movie The Perfect Storm was filmed partly there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Gordon's fish sticks are made in Gloucester.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah. It's a good little town. It's
Essex County, man. Yeah. 100%.
Essex is a great town as well. Woodman's it's I guess it'd be a lobster shack is there. Woodman's is bomb. They're credited with clam chowder. Like
the best,
we made clam chowder.
They made it
like
first.
That kind of thing. Yeah,
so guys like take these clams on the beach and make them into a soup, a thick soup. And someone said, "Do you mean a chowder?" And he said, "Sure."
Rada rada.
And the rest, yeah, rada rada. The rest is history.
How about you?
Yeah, so every summer since I was a kid, we would go to Canada from about age 3 to about age 18, give or take, and. Interesting bit of trivia, my 18, 19, I think it was my senior year of high school, maybe my freshman year of college, was my first time being in the United States for the 4th of July. It was a big year. I did the family, there was a parade, did all the fireworks, because every year for the 4th of July, we are in Canada. And so it's a quaint little trip, head around Lake Ontario, up through the border, into Ontario County, in Canada, and it's this. We drive slowly; gets less populated as you drive.
Yeah,
and
it's cool how that happens.
Yeah, and it's kind of it was always very funny because the last few towns we drove through before you get to like the cabin we always stayed at were not towns. I'm talking. I remember the first time we saw a person outside.
Yeah,
and we were like. There's a we were always like, no one lives here. It's like a ghost town. And everyone's like, we never saw any movement ever. We never saw anything. And then I remember the first time we saw an old lady, we're like, someone lives here still. That's cool. Because we didn't know if someone lived there or not.
That's ridiculous.
And then you drive through like this swamp. And I was always like, oh, the swamp monster killed everyone in town, but no one knows about it because that's how small this town is. It's like a church and an auto body shop. That's the town.
Somebody who left that town 30 years ago comes back and is like, where? It got everyone.
Yeah. I think there's a restaurant, which I've never seen before. I've never seen a town that small in my life. Mm. And then you drive to the cabins. You spend the week at the cabins, fishing and stuff. No cell service. Beautiful area. Yes. So that's my first road trip memory myself. And I like a good road trip.
I do too. I mean, I think that anybody can enjoy a road trip if they are open to being in the car. That's the only stipulation.
It is in a car.
So, but whether you like driving or just like chilling, you know, like there's if you don't like driving, you can chill. And if you don't like
chilling,
you can drive. But if you don't like being in a car, I guess it's not for you. But I think there's something to be said about the experience of being in that space, all packed, excited to just like be going somewhere. It could even be the road trip itself. You know, just
but
like
it's the physical. It's nice.
So you're traveling somewhere.
Got all your stuff.
And y'all are doing the work. It's not like you're hopping in a plane, walking in. Not that there's anything about bad about planes.
Fast travel to the next location.
take an X and you just... Yeah.
Half a Xan.
Yeah. No.
I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land, had me out like...
Just like Drizzy.
Just like Drizzy. I hated them as a kid. I have very high energy. I don't know if you can tell from the podcast, but my hands like to move. And as do my hands like to move, so does the rest of my body.
Yeah.
And so when you put
So me, you don't have moving hands.
And you met me when we were like 17. Mm-hmm. So you've gotten 17 and up. And you know that you could probably see in your head how I'd have trouble.
Yes.
Imagine me
used
as
to be
an
a lot more hyper
old.
Than you are.
Imagine
now.
Me as an 8-year-old.
Oh, ridiculous.
Imagine me as an 8-year-old
ridiculous.
In a car.
Yeah.
For 6 hours.
Yeah.
Now, imagine my family in a car with me as an 8-year-old. For 6 hours.
Yeah.
I pity those people.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I could never stay. I was always bored. There's only so many movies you can watch, books you can read. Eventually, you're just like, hey. And I found my solace in music.
Yes.
It was the only way I could survive these road trips.
Yes.
I learned at a young enough age, my little CD player. I'd burn a few CDs just for the trip itself.
Little Walkman.
Graduated CD player. But it's like a, you know, like it was the shape of a CD. Circle.
Yeah, it's like a Walkman.
Is that well? I don't know. Mine was probably some off-brand Sony.
You probably had some newer one. Walkmans are older.
But yeah, I was like Walkman.
Sony is Walkman.
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little shitty like late 90s CD player. Graduated into an MP3 player, which at the time I would correct everyone. It's an MP4 player because it was. I had video on there.
Wow.
It was really cool.
What kind was it?
Black.
Cool.
That's all I know. Yeah. Black with buttons, if nice. That narrows it down for you.
I had a SanDisk MP3 player.
Hell yeah.
And it was just blue pixels on the screen to form the menus and shit.
Crazy.
It was just one color.
Adorable.
Then, yeah.
Hey, 2000s.
It was like this big. It was ridiculous.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I... And, that is my whole life, I think, due to the fact that it was such a... important thing. The only way I was really getting through some of these road trips is cemented my favorite part of being in the car is the music. When I'm driving, less so. Driving is fun, but when I'm in the passenger seat, headphones on, music in, I always just like half fall asleep against the window. I'm kind of asleep, kind of aware of the music that's playing. It takes me to like this emotional state and then turns off my thoughts. And it's to this day, I just at a young enough age, that was just what I would do. And it's very soothing to me. Nah, it's my favorite part of being a passenger in a car.
I would agree with you. I would like very much to be able to read in the car, but I get headaches. I can't do that.
That sucks.
So, yeah, that sucks. So, I defaulted to enjoying music in the car as well. I just, you know, everybody has that shared experience of, like, you put on a sad song, you stare at the window, like you're in a music video.
Home.
Yeah. But, yeah, like... Listening to music in a car just provides you with the opportunity to listen full.
Yes.
To something, and I know you and I both like listening to albums.
Albums.
You're also a big playlist guy, but yeah, it's like one of those. You sit back, you listen to the entire thing. If it has a concept, you enjoy that concept, and then you could do another one if you want. You know, if when the road trip is long enough.
When I was 11, we were on vacation in Massachusetts. All right, we were in Connecticut, actually. And I was told in Connecticut that the reason we were in Connecticut for a vacation was because Dad was looking at jobs in Connecticut and we might move there, which was not met with happiness for me and my sister.
I bet.
And I spent the
whole... How old were you?
Like 11.
Yeah.
I spent the whole car ride home finding songs that would be perfect to play on the day they made me move out of town.
He did it.
And like, it started with some sad stuff. Moved on to like hopeful, like life is a highway. Like, dude, I was so mad. And I was like, if I'm going to be crushed like this.
You're pulling a me in junior year.
Just, I was like, no. And they told me, I was like, no, I'm not moving. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm like, no, stay with Ethan. I'm not moving. My friends are here. Classic.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, what? What if girls still think I'm pretty in Connecticut? I don't even know it's in there.
Connecticut. You're breaking it down? That's a weird place.
So, I have two kind of random questions.
Well, you asked a question first. I was hoping to get
go one of mine. Go for it, yeah. That wasn't one of my questions. I was just trying to start it off. But,
oh.
Go for it.
You're
right.
Do you... I'm going to jump from past to future. Do you have anywhere in particular that you're interested in road tripping to?
That'd be a good question for later, you little dumbass. But that's good.
Yeah, we'll shake it up a little bit. We'll go there. Yeah. And if so, and depending on what kind of road trip it is, any particular routes?
Okay, yeah. Hey, I'll answer you this because me and Trevor, you probably are invited. I don't know if you'd want to. Trevor was talking about this recently. Friend of the show, Trevor Gross. Follow him on Call of Duty. He gets kills.
All the time.
Trevor R. Gross, Essential Oils. He's going to hate me for giving all the information.
He's a real killer.
If he ever watches this.
He's a real killer.
He is. Seriously.
Yeah.
We have talked a lot about moving to different areas of the country, and so we're kind of trying to decide if we want to like road trip to some of those places.
Yes.
We've looked into areas like the Carolinas, Austin, Texas,
yes.
California.
Yeah.
We have talked about road tripping that down the Eastern Seaboard, maybe stopping in Tennessee or New Orleans or something.
So just doing a little loop-de-loop.
Yeah, it'd be like 2 or 3 weeks of like on the road and tripping. Like stay and play. It'd be a crazy road trip.
Yeah,
but it would be an interesting one. So we might do that. It's the kind of thing I've been thinking of recently as an interesting road trip way to see the country. I've seen a lot of states. I've been to like probably 15, 20 states, but I have not been.
I haven't been far west at all. The furthest west I've been is Ohio.
Yeah. Ah, the wonderful land of Ohio.
I've been north. I've been south. I've been to Europe, but I haven't been east. Past Ohio.
But never west.
I've been to the far east.
Been west.
London.
The far east.
London.
Oh, jeez. So that's me. How about you? What do you want to go to? Like, what do you? I can see you as like a Guadalajara, Mexico kind of guy.
Interesting. That interests me, but when I think of like so I'm very interested in like a cross country road trip. How I've thought about it, just I think kind of subconsciously, has been down to the middle of the country, so like middle of the Eastern Seaboard, and then just straight across. So through the Midwest, directly like Kansas and maybe like the top of Oklahoma kind of thing. And
I'm out of my depth here.
Yeah. And then I really want to see like the Rockies. So it would definitely go through Colorado.
Nice.
And for sure.
Colorado's dope. Estes, go to Estes National Park.
I feel like my parents. That's in Colorado?
Yeah.
I think my parents have been there.
There's mooses there.
They saw a lot of meese. Yeah.
Mice.
Nice.
Most
I'm thinking of just absolutely disgusting moose mice. Tiny. No, they're not that tiny though.
Oh, I was thinking big.
They're like cat sized.
Interesting. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
We can all agree on that. But yeah, that's we'll talk about that other thing off podcast too.
That other thing? Oh yeah. Whatever. How about this? Do you have any like strangely vivid memories considering how unimportant the moment was from a road trip when you were younger? This is kind of a shot in the dark because you might say no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Strangely unimportant.
Just like you're like, oh, I remember this specific thing and it's not an important moment. It's not like it was like a big thing on the road trip. It was like, oh shit, yeah, remember that? When you think about it, you're like, ah, that.
I can't think of anything particularly crazy.
Not crazy. That's the thing. It's like a little thing. But you remember it because you're seven or some shit.
Yeah. I just have memories of we're driving back from Florida, Disney World.
World of great trips.
And it was raining, thundering. There might have been a tornado watch. I feel like that was part of it. And we weren't that far north at all. And I remember being amazed that we were only like two states away from Florida or some shit. And it was night. So I don't know what was up.
The Florida drive is dope.
Maybe I'm making that part up. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong. Justin. But it was storming bad. And my parents were both tired as shit. Madison and I, my sister, were already sleeping in the backseat. And we wake up to pulling into a motel, pouring rain, and we just all run inside of the motel, pretty much just crash on the bed, wake up at like 5 a.m., keep going.
That's a classic.
This is family, a little, like, it's not that crazy of a situation, but, like, it's the most mild National Lampoon style thing.
Yeah, little catch eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was something creepy about that motel, then it'd be very, like, Clark Griswold, National Lampoon vacation. But how about you? Yeah, I know you always have
the smallest memory.
Yeah.
And yet, because it happened more than once. This happened over the years, all the time.
You live the same memory multiple times.
It's the same kind of shit, yeah.
No.
Same person. Road tripping. Got to stop for gas. We got the boat hooked up to the big car we're in. My dad and I would always go in to get the Dunkin' Donuts.
Classic.
Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin' and show. So does the Sherburn family.
That is the sponsor of road trips, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, my mom would pump the gas. My sister would sit in the car and do nothing. Classic. Me and dad would go inside, get some Wawa, water, snacks. We'd always get... He'd get coffees for the adults. We'd get hot chocolates for the kiddos. Me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I always got coffee cake muffin.
Yep.
So the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, the vibe. Because here's the thing. Parents are like, no desserts. But muffins, somehow, qualify as breakfast. Even the sugar runs from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, even what's certain cakes qualify, if you think about it.
Can. Yeah, there's something like...
Like a pound cake.
A pound cake is good. Yeah.
And a little slice of that.
You know, I liked pound cake as a kid, so it makes sense. But a coffee cake muffin is the closest thing to dessert you could get.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get away with a double chocolate muffin, but my parents are usually like, yeah, double chocolate in the morning, which I don't understand. They were cool.
One chocolate might be cool, but two?
Yeah. And like going to Canada as a kid, my parents didn't like sugary cereal all that much.
Yeah.
So we only could get Cookie Crisp once a year because just the principle. Little cookies? Really? Little cookies for breakfast?
You know, they have an Oreo one now. Yeah. It's just Oreos. That's all it is.
The little mini Oreos.
You might as well buy Oreos, crush them all up, and pour milk on them, which would taste great. It's just like not breakfast.
Here's a hot take. You played sports, all of them. Here's a hot take.
Yeah. That's right.
The kids whose parents would bring like the super sugary dessert snacks when it was their week to bring the snacks for the soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids suck now. All of them. The kids' mom was like, we brought Oreos for the whole team. Those kids didn't learn any consequence as a child.
Yeah, I mean...
If you have the organic gummy parents or like the... We're going to give you like the little sticks with the cheese.
Yes.
Those kids had some hardship.
I'll say this much. Because I moved, so these kids to me are less vivid than I remember now.
Fuck these kids.
Well, so I remember that being a big thing. I also played a lot of sports, so I can't... Like, it was... I was seeing less of the same parents though.
Yes.
So it was just like 1 year I played this sport and this parent was the sugar snack parent. And I was like, oh cool in the moment, but like as soon as I moved on to soccer, I don't remember who brought the sugary snack to baseball. You know? So I think that's why I'm failing to remember it. I know exactly what you're talking about though, and I can say that of all the people that I remember from my childhood, I feel like those kids aren't them.
Weird kids.
So,
they
yeah.
Come passing.
Yeah.
And they set fire to some.
Well, because they're popular in elementary school. And then it's like.
It's the same as the fastest kid in like the third grade.
Yeah.
No one remembers him. He was hot shit in third grade.
Pacer
probably got his first
kid.
Kiss or his first kiss early. But These kids live fast and they die young.
But now we're at the station, you know?
Yes.
So the long game goes to us.
It's true. I have one other thing. If you have anything else, feel free. I have an aesthetic thing.
Okay.
It's the best visual you've ever had on any sort of a road trip.
The best visual?
Yeah, outside, out the window. You're like, mm-hmm. wow, I love that. Mm-hmm. Could be anything. But what's the best? If you remember one, the best visual. Oh. Paint me a picture, Stin Man.
Lordy. You know what? This might be really recent.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was yesterday. He was driving to Wegmans.
No. Well, to that point, the area that we're in is beautiful to drive through. It's not a road trip, but we have the Shawangunk Ridge up there, which if you're driving through that in the fall or summer or whatever.
If we could get footage of this to lay over.
Yeah, yeah.
The beauty of the Catskills. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like a turny drive and leaves falling, and it's a good drive. But I think my answer would be last year. I went with my girlfriend's family to Maine. First time I went to Maine on like a trip or anything.
Yes.
And it's a little town called Georgetown. And it's just like the dotted kind of peninsulas and islands and that kind of thing, like mm-hmm. Thousand Islands type of thing, but I've never been there. So it was like that similar kind of vibe, and it was just water and like trees and really just like beautiful.
Hell yeah.
So it's like the sun shimmering on all that.
That is beautiful.
It's probably mine. How about you?
Kind of cheating. The year is 2018. I left Rochester in the middle of the night at midnight and spent the night on a train to Chicago.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
I slept for 45 minutes that night. I can't sleep on trains.
I see why you were saying it's aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just in the train you're thinking of.
Yeah. I was with essentially Oil, Killing Machine, Call of Duty Superstar. And we were on the train, and we were up all night. It was really fun as a general trip. We were like on the train. We kept trying to sneak into different cabins that had better seats and kept getting kicked out by the conductor. Happened like three times. I was like, Trevor, we're not. He's like, no, it's fine. We get there, and then someone would tell, or the conductor would check in our seats or some shit. And be like, you can't be in here.
Was he funny about it?
If not, no.
Oh, wow.
Not at all. So we got in trouble a few times with that. We were in the snack cart till it closed. But we were up all night. And I remember trying to sleep, and I just couldn't fall asleep. And at like 5 o'clock, I like wake up. We're on the kind of the Great Lakes area. Mm-hmm. I don't know what one, maybe Superior, but we're in that area of the country. Yeah. Right? I just like remember the sun rising over completely flat land. It was just this big pond. It was a huge pond, trees in the background, and the sun just rises over it. And I can't even really, like, showcase what it looked like at all. It was just beautiful. And it was an area of the country I'd never been in my life.
Right, right.
I've never been in, like, the Minnesota, Michigan area of our country.
Yes.
So I was just like, really, it was really beautiful. And I've been looking out the window all night, all these different night to day, all that stuff was really cool.
Yeah.
It was just a really interesting sunrise, and it was a very, like, kind of aesthetic thing. Mm-hmm. I remember just being completely taken away by it. I was like, this is really, really cool.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the best one I've had in recent memory.
That's great.
A lot of ground to cover. I think we should probably cut it. There's a lot of stuff I didn't get to that I wanted to. Our only road trip together to Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
Through Tennessee, Kentucky, etc.
That was a good one.
But, you know, we'll get there. Road trip part two, future podcast.
Mayhaps.
Do you have anything you want to close on specifically?
If you've never been on a road trip like that, or if you have as a kid and haven't with your friends, great experience. Just because, you know, it's both, you can both be like an individual and like put the music in, read a book, look out the window, that kind of thing. Or you can just like have a good time goofing off or whatever. Not too much horsing around because you got to be safe. But
horse around. Fuck it.
But just big recommend. The destination is like half of the point. So
the destination isn't the journey to get to the destination. So enjoy it. And don't just like, it's really easy to like fill your shit up. But like look outside.
Yeah.
Don't have your music in the whole time. Like just enjoy where you are and where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Take a stop or two that you don't have to take.
Yeah.
you know, pull off to the side of the road, hit up a town in the state. If you've never been in the state before, hit up a random town to see what the state is actually like.
I bigly regret not stopping in Nashville for some Nashville hot chicken when we were driving through.
Hot chicken is delicious. We'll stop next time.
Yeah. With that,
I'm John Sherburne.
I'm Justin Ketchup.
And we want to say thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week at Sundays on the Station.
At the Station.
On Sunday.
Adios.